This podcast is part of the Everyday Heroes Podcast Network, the network for first responders and those who support them.
I think we started listening to ourselves and just
really
enjoy it.
I compete with Joe Rogan.
Well, that leads me to my first question regarding that post. Marcus, please explain this man crush.
Welcome to the Off Duty Podcast, the podcast where we interview the men and women of law enforcement and help you to learn about the person behind the badge. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. My name is Anthony McNeil, retired police officer and your host. Let's get started.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Off Duty Podcast, episode number 63. Once again, it's me, your boy, Anthony McNeil. I got a first time situation here, guys, on the podcast. I actually got two people on, husband and wife, right?
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
I'm sorry.
We're working on the other title. We'll get
there. I'm sorry. Boyfriend and girlfriend, both in law enforcement. 15 years between the two of them. They are also the host of a new podcast, the Knock and Talk Show. They're from the state of Ohio. Please help me welcome Marcus and Allison. How you guys doing?
Good.
Thank you for having us. We're happy to be here.
Definitely.
Yeah. Thank you guys for agreeing to come on and talk with me and letting everybody learn a little bit more about who you guys are. Now, if you guys have heard the podcast before, you know I lead each episode off with the same question. And you guys can take this one at a time. Why law enforcement?
Go ahead.
Oh, boy. Well, I have a little bit of law enforcement history in my family. Actually, the department I'm with now, my dad was also an officer at the same department, and I've been lucky enough to actually carry on his badge number since he's left. So for me, there was just no other option. I just felt like this is all I wanted to do. It's all I could think about doing, and I don't have any regrets about doing it at all.
Allison, what about you?
I'm the first officer in my family. No one else in law enforcement at all. I watched a lot of CSI, a lot of Law and Order as a kid, and I was like, that looks really, really cool, and I'm going to do that. It is not or nothing like that, but I wanted to help people. And ironically, when I went through a lot of interviews in, you know, the beginning of my career, I kept being told, you're never going to help people. And I think that's wrong. I think that we do have the opportunity to help a lot of people. And my intentions for this job was to help the special victims, you know, to help sexual assault victims, child victims, you know, whatever that might be. I think sometimes as a female, having that softer approach, I was hoping that I might be able to bring that, you know, to the profession and be able to help where I could. And that's what I always hope and strive for.
Awesome. Now, I said between the two of you, you have 15 years. Who's the senior officer?
I am.
1 year.
How many years do you have?
By a year.
Yeah, one year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got 8 years then?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You guys work at the same department?
We do. Same shift, same days off.
Oh, man. How does that work out?
It works out really well. And everyone thinks we're crazy. And they're like, how do you not get sick of one another? And I think the problem is people think that when we're working together, that we sit with each other all shift long, and we don't. Like, mm-hmm. You're in your cruiser, I'm in my cruiser, you do your thing, I do my thing. It's our job. And we've lived by the rule of work is work, home is home. You're not my boyfriend when we're at work. I'm not your girlfriend when we're at work. I have a job to do. And that's just how we've always been. I mean, I'm headstrong. I don't know if you can get that impression yet. But I don't want to come out there and be, you know, I'm just here to date another officer. I have a profession to do, and I want to, you know, do the best job that I can do. But it just so happened that, you know, we're going to work together, but I think we do a good job together. Yeah. It's fun. We have a good time.
Good. Now, did you guys meet on a job?
We did.
Yep.
Midnight shift. Sometimes it's really long on midnight shift and you get a little bored. So sometimes you just talk. You
know? I know all about midnight. I did midnight for damn near 12, 13 years. So I know how midnight can be.
Yes.
We got to know each other.
Now, who pursued who?
I couldn't keep her off of me. She just pursued me, chased me.
Honestly, I feel like we turned into like best friends first. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds cliche, but like I said, you talk a midnight shift and you really get to know someone. And I mean, you just, when you're bored and it's 4 a.m. and nothing's going on, you really just are like, I'm going to just let it all out there and just talk about anything, you know? So I don't know. We just kind of, it just kind of progressed from there.
Spiraled from there.
Yeah. Spiraled. Yeah. That's
upwards. Spiraled upwards.
how long you guys been dating?
It's been almost 6 years. It's like, we don't have like an official start date for like our relationship, but it's like about almost 6 years ish. So it just kind of just progressed.
All right, Marcus, I'm going to put some heat on you.
Oh boy.
When you going to put a ring on it?
We are working on that.
We are.
So obviously working together, being at the same department, there are things that we need to be careful about it. You know, it's a tricky situation to begin with, and we just want to make sure that we do it the correct way. So we're in the process of taking care of that now.
It's a naked finger. Awesome. So I'm waiting, you know.
He's like, shut up, Tony.
Subject. And that's the episode. Thanks for tuning in.
No, that's awesome. Allison, since you have no background or no other family members in the profession, mm-hmm. once you got into the profession, was it what you thought it would be?
Yes and no. It was nothing like the TV shows that I watched.
isn't it funny how that works?
Yeah.
They don't show you all the paperwork and the monotonous stuff you have to do on TV, you know?
I think once I started the job, I had some really good academy instructors that prepared us in the sense of they told us in the academy, it's going to be about 5% fun and 95% paperwork. So I think I already kind of knew going once I was on the road that it was going to be 95% paperwork. And that is 100% the truth. We have about 5% fun, 95% paperwork. I mean, you're going to do a little bit, but you got to do a lot of paperwork, you know, for every bit of fun that you're going to have with it. But yeah, it wasn't really anything that I expected, but I do love it. I mean, I'm really happy that I chose this path.
What did you guys do before you got into law enforcement?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, just kind of the miscellaneous jobs here and there.
I was a dog trainer. I worked at dog kennels, a dog groomer. I worked at hair salons. I worked at, you name it. I worked everywhere.
All right, guys, I want to go ahead and get into my first segment here. Actually, before I do that, let me back up for a second. I got to ask you guys about the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
The Knock and Talk Show. How did that come about?
Well, we've wanted to start a podcast for a couple years now, but we just didn't know how to start it. It seems a little overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've gotten into it, it's always something. And I don't know if we're just idiots or whatever it is, but we always have technical issues. There's always something going wrong. But we wanted something outside of work. I mean, butt in whenever you want, but we wanted something outside of work that was more of like a release. And in our show, we don't even talk about a lot of law enforcement stuff. It's more of just, we want to have fun. We usually have a couple beers or a glass of wine or whatever while we're doing our show. Kind of just relax, hang out, and just
vent.
Vent. Yeah, we vent a lot. Yeah. I like to vent a lot. But
whose idea was it to do the podcast?
It was mainly yours.
One day I was like, hey, we're going to start a podcast. And he was like, okay. And then that night I'm like, it's going to be called the Knock and Talk Show. And he was like, okay. And then the next day I started ordering everything and he was like, oh, we're really doing this. And
I guess she was being honest. We're really going to do this.
Yeah. So, I'm kind of like that. So
why the knock and talk?
I looked up old police jargon and I was trying to find something that just was along the police line. Just, I thought it would be catchy just because we are both cops. And I kind of liked the knock and talk. I just thought that it sounded good to me. So we just kind of rolled with it. And I checked to make sure there wasn't other podcasts named that. And there was a few that had something with knock and talk in it, but nothing that was the knock and talk show. So I'm like, let's roll with it. Let's see what happens. So that's it. That's all it was. Nothing fancy.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I know you guys are just getting started in it. And I've been doing this now since February of 2020. And like I was saying before we started recording, I've made a lot of mistakes and it's not as easy as it looks. It's more to it than just getting on a microphone and talking.
Yeah.
And, and people that have never done this don't realize that. I mean, between the editing, finding guests, trying to promote, all of that stuff, it takes a while. As a matter of fact, my last episode I put out, I called it my mental health break episode, because I had a listener that had sent me a message about a part of one of the shows that I had did that she really liked. So I just kind of repurposed that part and put it back out, because I was just getting burned out, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's real easy to do. So you have to kind of, it's like police work. You got to step away from it from time to time, because you will get burnt out really quick, you know? So, but I'm glad to see you guys are doing it. I hope you guys stick with it. If you guys need any help, any advice, feel free to reach out to me. I love doing this. Despite as much work as it is, I mean, this isn't my only podcast. I have another podcast that I do. I have the podcast network that I do. I have the law enforcement community that I take care of. It's a lot, you know? So, but I am not complaining, because I enjoy it all, but you do have to take that break from time to time. Where all can someone go to listen?
Well, we are on Spotify, Apple, anywhere, the major platforms. We had a struggle with Apple, getting on Apple. So that was like our biggest feat, was getting accepted by them. But Spotify, Apple, Pocket Casts, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Breaker, TuneIn, pretty much any of the platforms you could think of. I've tried to get them out there. So we're everywhere. Facebook, you can listen to on Facebook. YouTube, if our videos decide to work. Yeah. So it just depends if they decide to work. You never know. So, but yeah.
Just the two of you, or do you do interviews also?
So it's just been the two of us. We've tried to get some guests. We have one. She's lined up. We had some issues with our extra microphones. Imagine this, that we have technical issues. So we canceled her and we rescheduled her. But we've had issues getting guests, because a lot of people are afraid of coming on the show and they think that they're going to get canceled, or like say something that's going to be wrong or whatever it is. And we're like, I don't know why you're afraid.
Just we're just going to talk and have fun. Yeah. That's
like,
it,
you know? Yeah. We're not going to drill you. We're just going to hang out, you know? So we've had trouble getting people on, but we just want to talk. We just want to hang out, you know?
It's funny, because that's actually how my podcast started. It was supposed to be a actual TV show, and it was extremely hard to get officers to go on camera and talk about themselves.
Yeah.
So around that time in February 2020, I started listening to podcasts, or actually a little bit before that, I started listening to podcasts. And then one day I was getting into Instagram around the same time, and I started seeing a lot of these quote Instagram cops. And I was like, oh shit, these people aren't afraid to put themselves out there. Let me reach out to them and start a podcast. And I just went from there, you know. But you're absolutely right. I don't know why cops feel like they're going to get in some type of trouble for coming onto a podcast and talk. I mean, you don't have to get into your department. You don't have to get into tactics and policies and all that stuff. Yeah. I get it. And I wish that departments would stop that shit. Because social media, podcasts, and things like that, a lot of these things are being used against the profession. Mm-hmm. And this is a way for us to take it and flip the script. Allow your men and women to get out there and be seen as humans.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let the public know that these people that are serving them are human beings. They're not just someone pushing a scout car around every day. Let them be seen. Let them learn about the officers that work in their communities.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I wish a lot of departments would do that more, but I don't even want to get on that soapbox. So, on that note, we're going to go ahead and get into the first segment. Hey, this is Anthony. Real quick, before we continue with the podcast, I wanted to take a second and just say I appreciate you guys. And I want to say thank you for all the support that you guys have given to the podcast. And to show my appreciation, on December 1st, I'm going to be giving away a $100 Amazon gift card to one random listener. All you have to do is go to theoffdutypodcast.com/gift card. There's a link down in the show notes to enter. There's nothing to purchase or anything like that. This is just my way of showing appreciation and saying thank you. All right, let's get back to the episode. All right, okay. And this is what I call dig deeper. For all of you that have not listened to the podcast before, this is where I get nosy and I go poking around my guest's social media, and I find certain posts and I craft questions around those posts. And the first post of you guys that I came across, it was a bunch of pictures from a recent trip or an event involving Joe Rogan, it looked like.
Yes.
Okay. And the caption read, only thing that will top this is to finally meet the man. And this was a long post. I pulled one part out of this that I wanted to ask the questions around. And that part was, only thing that will top this is to finally meet the man, i.e. Marcus's man crush in person. Oh, to have him shout out our show, of course. Obviously, you guys recall that post.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Were you guys at a taping of his show or something?
Yeah, we actually went to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to see his stand-up show that he did. That was kind of one of the original podcasts I think we started listening to ourselves and just really enjoy it.
I compete with Joe Rogan.
Well, that leads me to my first question regarding that post. Marcus, please explain this man crush.
So, again, love his podcast, love his stand-up. There's so much to his show. There's nothing that's extremely specific. He'll talk to anybody about anything. And that's kind of, I think, where we want our show to go also is just, you know, we obviously have police-related topics and things and conversations, but there's more to it than that. I mean, we can talk to anybody about anything, and I think that's huge. So I'm just a fan. I think the man crush was a little overboard, but
I control the Instagram, so yeah, I can say what I want.
Obviously, I'm not the one that posted that. So,
all right. Well, in that case, I'm going to put you in the hot seat here, Allison.
Oh,
my follow up question to that is, who's your celebrity crush?
Ooh, Gerard Butler. I love Gerard Butler. P.S. I Love You was the movie that I love Gerard Butler in, and I forever will love him in that movie. So never if Gerard Butler came knocking at our door, sorry.
I'd be in trouble.
Bye.
Yeah, well, it happens, I guess.
Hey, look at it this way. At least you can say, you know, she tried to aim up, Marcus. You know,
so exactly. Exactly. You know? Yes.
Oh man, next post I want to talk to you guys about. This was a selfie that the two of you had taken. It looked like it was a date night. And the caption read, "We clean up okay. Tune in on all listening platforms, including YouTube, the Knock and Talk Show. Join us for some laughs, good conversation, and constant banter. You'll think we'd be sick of one another by now." You guys recall that post?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And my question to you around that, what's the one thing that you do that drives the other person absolutely crazy?
Go first.
Oh, man. That's tough because I'm damn near perfect, so I don't really know what. Oh, man.
I'm so perfect. You can't even think of anything.
No, I
okay,
can.
I'll go first then.
There you go.
That Marcus likes to, he's very slow in the morning. I'm like a get up and go. We're going to like, I'm going to get up at 7 a.m., work out, do whatever I got to do because we work afternoon shift. So I'm going to do everything in the morning. And this, he's like, I'm going to have a cup of coffee. I'm going to hang out.
He likes to
I'm
ease
gonna,
into the day. My
oh,
type of
yeah,
guy.
Yes. Yeah. He just kind of slow. And I'm like, we got things we got to do today. Come on. So it drives me nuts, but I love him for it. So it's fine.
That's pretty equal across the board because there are times where I'm going, just sit down. Just stop. Like, can we just have a cup of coffee with me?
No.
Hey, I get it, Marcus. I was the same way. I always showed up work an hour early.
Yes.
I like to ease into the day.
It sets a tone for your whole day.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. It really does. I get it. Yeah, I feel your pain, bro. So the next post I want to ask you guys about. This was a picture of you, Marcus, with one of your cats. First of all, how many cats you guys have?
We only have two. Sure. We're not crazy cat people, but they need the old cat needed a friend, so okay.
And the caption on this post, it read, "All that cat commotion you hear in the background during episodes, here's one of the culprits. Boy, is she obsessed with her dad. Don't forget to tune in to episode number 5. You recall that post?
Yes.
All right. And my question to each of you is, what are you obsessed with?
What are we obsessed with?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. That is kind of hard. I mean, I get obsessed kind of with everything that I do. I have an obsessive personality. I mean, yeah. I'm pretty obsessed.
What's your passions?
Our new passion now is podcasting. I really do feel like this is our outlet. But my passion, honestly, is for when it comes to work stuff, human trafficking and sex trafficking. And so I continue my education. I focus my master's degree on sex trafficking. That is my true passion and what I want my career to end up being in. So like I still read about it constantly. I read studies about it. I immerse myself in it. So that's like my true passion when it comes to something that I read and keep up on, if that makes sense. But I have a lot of passions. I have a lot of weird things that I keep up on. But what about you?
Marcus, you're not getting out of this.
Well, you know, obviously other than Joe Rogan, I would have to say right now it's probably our podcast. When did we start?
August.
It's been a great outlet, a great release, a great hobby to kind of get that break from work and being consumed in some of the other everyday things.
It's funny because I always talk about this. I recently became a certified life coach, and I often say to officers, you have to have an outside interest outside of the profession. Don't allow police work to become your identity. Mm-hmm. You know, try to find things outside of police work to keep you grounded, if you will.
Yes.
I mean, I've been retired now for 8 years, and I was a guest on another podcast, and the gentleman asked, you know, how did I make that transition from the job to, you know, being retired? And I was like, shit, it was easy for me, you know, because I never allowed police work to be my identity. It was what I did for a living. You know, it was not who I was. You know, I had other activities outside of the profession. So when it was time to go, I was ready to go. You know?
And that's a very important thing to have.
It is. It really is. And, you know, for those that are listening that are not in the profession, you may not understand that. I had Nate Sylvester on my show, and I always use a quote that he said during our interview, and that is, police work will take a lot out of you, but it gives very little in return. And what he means by that is, if you allow it to consume your life, you will become another one of statistics. Divorce, alcoholism, you know, depression, all of that stuff that goes along with that. So if you're listening, if you're thinking about getting into police work, if you're just getting into police work, have something outside of the job that you do so that you do not have to just 24/7 be a cop.
Yeah.
Because you need that balance. And I was glad to hear when you said, Allison, that when you're at work, but when you guys are home, you're home.
We're home.
And that's awesome.
No, it's almost hard to even choose a passion just because I feel like we have so many things because work isn't our identity. And when we're home, like, I love to cook. I love to make bread. I'm sure you've seen all the bread posts on there. Like, we just do so many things that are not work related. And that's why our podcast isn't even necessarily work related, because that's not everything that we are. And so it's almost even hard to like pick one thing, because there's more to us than being cops. That's not just who we are, you know?
I get it. All right, guys, I want to go ahead and get to my next segment. This is what I call Random 7. This is where I have 7 just totally off the wall random questions that are electronically generated. I don't know what they are until they pop up. Oh, so try to answer them the best that you can, okay? It's nothing too crazy, trust me. All right? Try to answer the best you can. All right, the first one. Have you ever cried watching a TV show or movie?
Oh, absolutely.
What movie?
Well, what was that last show that we just watched, that 9/11?
Yeah, we did see some 9/11 documentaries this past year on the anniversary that were just
gut-wrenching.
Horrible.
There was a Hulu one, and I wish I could remember the name off the top of my head right now, but it was on Hulu.
A Day in America.
Yes. We both sat there. Okay. We're not even looking at each other. I have tears rolling down my face. And all of a sudden I look over at him and he's got tears rolling down his face. And I'm like, what is happening right now? We are just sobbing watching this. It was horrible. But I mean, it was a good documentary. It was just terrible. But
what's the name of it?
A Day in America was the one on Hulu.
Day in America?
It was very good. A lot of firsthand accounts that they dove into that were just insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check it out. Speaking of TV shows and Hulu, have you guys seen Squid Game?
No.
It's on Netflix.
I've heard a lot about it, but we haven't seen it.
It's not doing good things for kids, I hear.
I don't know about that, but if you got Netflix, you got to watch it.
Really? Oh, is it good? Okay, because I hear kids are not doing good things from it. Like it's affecting children. So
it's a graphic show. It's not your normal TV show. You have to remember it was a Korean show, a South Korean TV show, and it's different. I mean, the first episode, you're going to be like, "What the?" But it sucks you in, and before you know it, you're through episode number 9.
Oh boy!
But I don't want to give any of it away. But all I can say, if you have not seen it, watch it.
We'll add it to the list.
We will definitely add it.
Yeah, it's different. I'm telling you, it's different. But you have to give it a chance because it's going to suck you in by the end of the first episode.
Good
so
to know.
just stick with it and try it out. Next question. Would you rather have a hairy back or a hairy stomach?
What if you already have both? Does that count?
Neither?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like as a woman, that'd be really weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
I told you these were just random ass questions. I have to explain why I included this segment in my show, because a lot of times people will send me a message like, why do you ask those stupid questions? My podcast is lighthearted. Mm-hmm. It's all about the men and women. I know they seem like ridiculous questions. If you listen to any podcast and you start to hear the same guests go on different podcasts after podcast after podcast, you start to hear the same questions being asked over and over again. You start to hear the same answers. These are things that people don't ask on podcasts.
No, that's very true.
And it allows you to get to learn a little bit about people when they answer them. So that's why I ask these ridiculous questions. And it's fun.
I think a hairy stomach for you would be better than a hairy back.
I think that's the route I'm going to go, yeah.
No one likes a hairy back. Yeah.
It's
got to
be uncomfortable.
Not cute.
It's got to be itchy. Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll nair you.
Allison, I didn't hear your answer.
Man, I don't think it'd be cute for me either way, but I guess a hairy stomach. I don't know.
All right, guys. Next question. Would you rather have free groceries for a year or all your bills paid for 6 months?
Tough.
We eat a lot. Maybe free groceries.
Let's do free groceries. Yeah,
we eat a lot. We like to
eat a lot. Yeah,
we eat a lot.
Who does the cooking?
I do.
She does. Unless it's on the grill or the Blackstone, then I do that part. But
so we share the cooking, but we do. So we don't cook every evening because we're afternoon shift. But so on our weekends, we go big. Like we don't mess around on our weekends. If we're going to eat pasta, we eat homemade pasta. We don't eat box pasta.
We don't eat
store-bought bread. We eat homemade bread. Everything is made from scratch just because why not? We have the time and we're just going to hang out, make it a date night. And COVID helped us do that. Why go out and have someone cook for me when I'm going to make it better than them? I'm going to cook for myself, you know, and make us and we have fun with it. So we share it. You help me.
Me too.
But I'm better.
You are.
That's a constant conversation in our house because our kids are now both out of the house and it's just the wife and I. So we are always asking, well, what are we eating? You know, so it took us a minute to learn how to shop, you know, not at Sam's Club and shop before people and all that stuff. We're adjusting. You know, we eat out a lot, I have to admit. But lately we've been trying to eat more at home and it definitely saves money, but neither one of us really likes to cook. I don't mind grilling every now and then, but neither one of us really likes to cook. So
that's all right. Teach his own.
It's always a struggle. Next question. If your significant other went to jail, would you wait for them to get out?
We just talked about this.
We did.
So preface this, not because we're expecting to go to jail. We watched a show on Netflix, a something like it's a jail show, whatever it was. And we were laughing because it's all these couples that like the male goes to jail and he's calling his girlfriend, you know, to bail him out or vice versa. The girlfriend's in jail. She's calling her boyfriend, bail him out. And we were like, I asked him, I said, if I went to jail, would you bail me out? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, I'd bail you out if you went to jail. But then I said, well, if either of us went to jail, we'd probably be sitting next to one another on the bench because we're probably going together. Like if anything happened, like it's probably gonna be both of us, but yeah, I'd wait for you.
I'd
get you out of there though. Yes.
What if it was a long sentence?
Ooh.
Define long.
What did you do? What did you do first off?
Say 2 years or more.
Yeah, probably. I'd probably still wait.
Yeah, I probably would. I mean, what else am I gonna do? I mean, I'd wait for him.
Let me flip it for a second. If you were in that situation, would you want the other person to wait? Or would you want them to get on with your with their life?
I think selfishly, I'd want you to wait.
I think it would depend on the circumstance. Like, why am I in there? What did I do to get myself in there? And I probably, if I had done something real freaking stupid to get myself in there, and then I wouldn't want him to wait because it's like, you need to move on. Like, I'm an idiot, whatever it was. Like, you need to find someone better. But if it was something that I'm like, I need to fight this and I'm working my way to get out, I'd be like, yeah, you better wait for me. Like, I'm working to get myself out of here. Like, you better hang around. I'll get good time. They'll let me out early. Yeah. They let everyone out early nowadays. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Three more here. When it comes to cheating, forgive and forget, forgive but don't forget, or don't forgive at all.
Don't forgive at all.
I think you have to make that decision for yourself, like in your relationship. I mean, we've never had a
cheating, but we've discussed it though.
But yeah, and I think that has to be determined between couples, like whether you're okay with that, you know, depending on whatever the circumstances were. And if you're okay with that, then I think you need to forgive and forget and move on. If you're going to forgive and not forget, then clearly you're going to hold that over that person's head for the rest of your relationship and it's never going to go okay. So you either forgive and forget, or you don't forgive at all and you need to break up with that person and not be with them anymore. I think those are your only two options. I don't think you can truly heal from a cheating situation. I'm not saying it's unheard of, but I think you have to either forgive and forget and move on, or break up and just move on with your life, you know?
I totally agree. We have a close friend that's going through some of that right now. And it's like, if it was me, I would have been gone.
Yeah.
Right.
But she keeps holding on. But if you, and I'm not going to tell her their whole story and their business, but it wasn't good. And I can't understand why she's trying to make it work. You know, that's definitely one of those situations where it's time to go. You know, I mean, I get the reasons why you're trying, but when you really step back and look at everything, there's nothing there.
You deserve better,
that,
you know?
And that trust is a very hard thing to get back.
That's my thing right there. And Allison, you just said it, you deserve better. So why put yourself through that turmoil every day when you can go elsewhere and try to find happiness?
Yeah absolutely. Life's too short.
So
it's too
exactly.
short.
Exactly. Next question. And you guys have kind of answered this, I think. But what do you geek out about?
Ooh, go ahead. You geek out over a lot of stuff. Yeah. I have my answer, but go ahead.
Well, I like my weaponry.
This tactical pen, I have to take it from him during podcasts all the time because I'm like, put this tactical pen down.
I do like my weaponry. I do. I like my off-duty stuff, even my duty stuff. That's... I'm always looking for new things, better things. That's kind of my thing. Holsters.
Oh my gosh. Holsters and guns. If you could see how many holsters we have in this house. We have baskets of holsters. There's like 10 holsters for every gun that we own in this house. I'm like, you don't need that many holsters.
You have to accessorize.
It's like purses.
Exactly. No, yes. I don't have that many purses.
I just bought a 300 blackout.
Ooh,
don't give him ideas.
And I have yet had a chance to shoot it because when I bought it during the pandemic. I couldn't get ammo. And the only ammo I was able to find was 20 rounds of steel case. and I don't want to shoot it because that's all I have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to stockpile when you can.
Yeah. Yeah. And right before that, I bought a M&P 22 for my wife, which is a fun gun to shoot if you've never shot one. But I got like 800 rounds of 22 long rifle, but I cannot find any 300 blackout to save my life.
Or if you do, it's outrageously priced. So
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure. Did you answer that?
No, I didn't. I geek out over bread. I love bread.
Bread.
Okay. This one you have to explain.
So when COVID started, like everyone else, I don't make the sourdough breads like all these people on the internet make, but I wanted to start making stuff from scratch. And I found this book and it's called Flour, Water, Salt, and Yeast. And it's by Ken Forkish. And that is literally all the ingredients that go into his bread, is those four ingredients. And it's just fun to make. It takes sometimes 24 hours to make a loaf of bread. And now I've been experimenting with different flavors, like adding different things to the loaves. And I don't know. It's really good.
It's not doing anything good for my figure. Let's say that, because there's a lot of bread coming through this carbs, house.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, but it's fun.
I'm sure all those carbs.
Yeah, but it's fun.
All right. What's your go-to?
Rosemary is like my favorite to put in the bread. Rosemary, garlic. But we do a lot of like whole wheat loaves that it's not like for health reasons, but they taste really good. If you let them ferment long enough, it's super good.
Wasn't expecting bread.
Yeah, I'm a nerd when it comes to bread, so it's fine.
Last question. What's missing from your life?
Man, I don't know. I feel pretty content, pretty complete. I really do. We're in a good spot work-wise, relationship-wise.
I would just like to get married one day.
Yes.
That's no pressure. We talked about it. This is not me putting the pressure on it. We talked about it. We had things at work that were preventing us from having to be able to do that. But I think that's the only thing. Like, honestly, we have everything we could ever ask for. There's really, I couldn't ask for anything more in our life. And I'm not trying to sound cliche or anything, but I'm really just happy, happy and content with life. You know, it's just, life is good.
That's a good thing. You know, like I say, my wife and I, we've been married for 28 years and I'm 55, she's 51 and the kids are grown. They're now in their professions and life is good. I mean, we've had our ups and downs. Don't get me wrong. 100%. We've gone through our shit and, you know, but at this moment, life is freaking pretty good. So I get it.
That's a good spot to be in.
It is. It really is. I mean, like I say, when you're together with someone for 28 years, whatever it is, you're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to go through shit, but you're also going to have a lot of good times, you know, and we're definitely in one of those good places right now. So I get it. I totally get it. All right, guys, I want to get to my last segment. And this is what I call this or that, kind of my rapid fire round. I'm going to give you two topics. You simply have to pick one. Don't think about it too much. Don't have to explain why. Okay?
Okay.
And you can go one after another.
Okay.
All right, ready? Food truck or restaurant?
Restaurant.
Restaurant.
Concert or sporting events?
Concert.
Expensive gift or homemade gift?
Homemade gift.
Homemade.
Toilet paper, over or under?
Over.
I usually go under, but apparently I'm wrong.
Talking or listening?
Listening.
Talking.
Clean as you cook or clean up at the end?
Clean up at the end.
Clean as you cook.
I'm starting to feel like you guys conspired to get me in trouble here. Is that what this is? Is that what?
I'm laughing because I do that. Allison, I agree. I clean as I cook. When I do cook, my wife is the opposite. When she's done, the kitchen is a mess.
Heck no. No, we can't do that. Can't happen.
Oh, man. French fries or onion rings?
Onion rings.
French fries.
Android or Apple?
Apple.
Oh, man. You guys don't know what you're missing. Animals or people?
Animals.
And the last one, bargain or top shelf?
Bargain.
Depends on what it is.
Oh man, Marshalls and Home Goods, that's my jam.
Probably bargain.
Yeah, yeah. Bargain.
Guys, listen, it was a pleasure getting to speak with you guys and learn a little bit more about you. Can you do me a favor? Can you guys share your social media where people can go over and listen to the podcast once again and all that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do all our plugins because Marcus doesn't remember. You can find us Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, even though Marcus doesn't update it. We are Knock and Talk Pod on all those platforms. And again, you can find us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts and the rest of the major podcasting networks that are out there.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Once again, guys, good luck with the podcast.
Thank you.
Just keep grinding away because that's what it takes. And, have fun with it. You know, any last words before we get out of here?
No, but thank you for having us.
This was an absolute blast, and it was a pleasure to meet you. So thank you very
much. You're awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. And likewise, I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. Guys, listen, make sure you go over and follow Marcus and Allison, the Knock and Talk Show. I'm going to have links to all of their social media, everything down in the show notes. Make sure you go over, follow them, check out what they have going on, listen to their podcast. And follow them on whatever platform that you listen to your podcast on. And likewise, you guys know the routine here. Whatever platform that you're listening to the podcast on, please subscribe, please follow. That's how the podcast gets found on all of these different platforms. And to make it easy for you, if you go to the offdutypodcast.com/review, you can follow me. You can leave reviews on Apple, Spotify, and whatever else they allow reviews and all that stuff on. Again, I cannot say it enough. I appreciate all you guys, all the listeners and the messages that you guys send me saying how much you enjoy the podcast. I do my best to try to make this about the people that I have on the show. It's not about me. That's why you guys don't see me. I know you're always asking, why don't I post my pictures about myself on social media? Because it's not about me. It's about the men and women of this profession. That's what this podcast is all about. And that's what I'm trying to give you guys. On that note, I appreciate you. You guys stay safe, and I will see you all on the next episode. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Bye.